Mark Nichols.
Pride Radio.
The very first Caulfields Pride took place on Sunday, the 17th of July. I was there all day and caught up with a number of people throughout the day. Here are our interviews. Our first person we chatted to was Melanie, who's the chair of Caulfield Pride.
So out and about today, of course, it is a rather spectacular event that is taking place. It's Caulfield's Pride at Henton School, and the lovely Mark is out and about there. Hello, sir.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, fella. I'm good. I'm fresh. I'm relaxed.
Yeah, well, yeah. And you're in a nice air-conditioned studio.
Yes.
And I'm in a field with about 26 degrees. It's
wow.
Gorgeous here.
Wow. So there's no rain or anything like that? That's all gone, is it? Because when
and the cloud cover that we had is starting to disappear now. So, and the sun is starting to peak. We're through the clouds, so it's going to be a hot day to be out and about. I've got my cap on because, you know, when you're slightly follicly challenged, you need to have a hat on.
Oh, bless you.
And otherwise, I get a very burnt head.
Who's that chanting around in the background that I can hear on the stage?
I've got Melanie from... Let me go and have a chat with Melanie. Melanie is the chair of Caulfield LGBT Community and Support Group, who've organised Caulfield Pride. Hi, Melanie.
Hello, Mark. Lovely to see you again.
Are you feeling a bit more relaxed now it's all up and running?
I feel so much better than I did at 4:30 this morning when I woke up in a mild panic, but I feel fantastic now. What a better way to spend a day than dancing on the grass in the sunshine?
I know, you've probably got the best weather for a pride ever, because normally it chucks down with rain at a pride.
Yeah, honestly, I couldn't have asked for more. I mean, I had a mad dash and went out and bought about 35 bottles of sun cream to give to all the volunteers to try and spray everyone's head and everyone's baby. But as long as everyone's safe and everyone's having a great time, then I'm happy.
Now, you must have been worried when there was talk about this going to be this heat wave this weekend, thinking, oh, how's that going to affect the pride? This morning we got up, cloudy, and thought, oh, actually, that's probably going to be a good thing. But the clouds are disappearing now.
The clouds were a blessing this morning because I think it's taken the temperature down a little bit. But now that we're starting to get busy, the sun's coming out. So I just hope everyone's prepared for it.
Now, people are starting to gather. We start at 11:30. They've been drifting in for the last couple of hours. I think it's going to get really busy this afternoon, isn't it?
Oh, I do hope so. We've got such a fabulous lineup of entertainers and drag queens that I want as many people as possible to enjoy it, because I'm so excited about the lineup and I want everybody just to be as excited as I am.
Well, you certainly are excited. You're going to have a great day, aren't you?
Oh, I'm really... I need to go sit down and enjoy it, don't I?
You do. I'll let you go.
Thank you, my darling.
All right, thanks. That's Melanie from Caulfield's LGBT Community and Support Group, who have organised Caulfield Pride. Lots happening here today. On stage now we have, let's have a look, we've got Annie Whittycomb. We've got ABBA tribute act coming on, Lady Gaga tribute act coming on later on as well, and it closes with Three Steps to Wenger tonight at around about 10 to 6. So if you're out and about round and want to come down to Henton School, we will be here all day, and we're going to be broadcasting live back and forwards to the studio throughout the day.
Excellent. So who's on stage again, Mark?
Anne Whittycomb.
Try saying that about 10 times, like really, really quickly. You'll be getting...
Yeah, well maybe no, we'll not. We'll not. If we can get away with that.
You'll be getting your top off soon, mate, if it's starting to get nice 26 degrees.
Ooh. Well, if you follow me on Twitter, I was at a friend's house yesterday, and we were in the hot tub, which is really nice. I popped a Twitter post.
Is this going to be clean?
3,000 likes it had.
Really?
3,000 likes. I've never had a Twitter poll do so well.
Wow, you've got a lot of friends, mate, haven't you?
I don't know where they've all come from.
Either that or you were up all night just going like. That's brilliant, mate. Well done, you. Get you in your hot tub. I'll check in.
Oh, you know. And I don't normally go in hot tubs, but there we go.
That's
my claim to fame for this weekend.
Always a first. Mate, I'll check in with you again in a bit, all right?
Out and about in the fields, I caught up with Davey, who's from Newcastle Ravens, the LGBT rugby team.
But now it is time to go back over to the one place on earth where I kind of wish I was right now, because it sounds like it's absolutely brilliant. Caulfield's Pride, Henton School. The People's Princess is out there as we speak, out amongst the people, giving it that human touch. It can only be described as Mark.
Well, thank you very much. And of course I am a princess, of course. I always am. Mm. I'm out and about. I've actually come out from backstage. I'm now actually in front of the stage.
Oh.
I've come a little bit away from the stage because it's a bit noisy down there with the speakers. And I've come out to have a chat with some people around the crowd. And I've bumped into somebody who is not a stranger to Pride Radio, been on once or twice, plays for the Ravens as well, is Davey.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm all right. A bit sunburnt, I think.
You do burn very easily, don't you?
The joys of being a ginger, yes.
But you're not in your Ravens kit today, are you?
No, I thought I'd have a bit of a weekend off, you know, and get away from the subscription website and all the rest of it through the kit, yeah.
So, are you local to Caulfield?
Well, I live in Washington, but we were invited here when we were at Durham Pride. My partner, Ewan, known as Carmen, all fully dressed up today as Carmen. We were invited by the organisers and we thought, well, we'll come along and see what's going on, and here we are.
It's a great day, isn't it? People are still drifting in because it's still quite early. You know, people will have their lunch and they're still drifting. Yeah. There's quite a lot of people here now and the weather is brilliant for it.
Oh, it is. It's a really good day. The sun's coming out, people are drifting in, and there's a lot more people than there was when we turned up.
And there's a lot of space here, so people can sort of spread out, get their picnics out and have a great time.
Exactly, yeah. Lots of people with seats, lots of food going around, lots of food vendors. There's a ride over there that was spinning around before, so me and you will go on that later, yeah?
Oh, are we off on the rides later?
Well, we'll ride on something.
Oh, hey, whoa. Well, enjoy your day.
You too.
Thank you very much. It's going to be a great day here, and people are drifting in, and I think it's, you know, people are going to have their Sunday lunch, and then they're going to make their way down here. There is a whole host of great entertainment, music, on the stage here throughout the day, and it's going to be a fantastic day for it to be out in the sun and have a wonderful time. So if you're around, come down to Hetton School and come and join us here for Caulfield Pride.
Have you got your suntan lotion with you, Mark?
I didn't bring any, but there is plenty here. I did lather myself up with some cream this morning before I actually came out, though.
Have you got your insect repellent? Because it seems like you might need that.
No insect repellent, but I do have my hat.
You have your hat. Well, it looks like you're kind of sort of semi-prepared, but you should be more prepared. Semi-prepared,
yeah,
but you should
be
more prepared.
Yeah.
More prepared. You are the festival man. The people's princess out there with the people.
What we do need is lots of water.
Yes.
Because dehydration, I think, is going to be something people have to watch. So don't drink too much. Lots of water, lots of sun protection, but get yourself to Hetton School because it's going to be a great day down here.
Good advice. Cheers, Mark. I'll catch in with you again a little bit later on.
Michelle and her friends were all sitting watching the main stage at Caulfield Pride, and I caught up with them in the park.
But right now, he's still out and about, the princess that is Mark. Hello, sir.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good.
Do you know, it's nice to be called a princess for a change, because normally when they come to me, they say, we're just going over to Grandad Mark.
Really?
See, or Nana Mark.
That is just wrong.
So it's actually quite nice to actually be called princess for a change.
I usually get that, you see, so I love it. I love being called the princess. I love it. It makes me feel good.
Yeah.
So I'm giving that love back to you, Mark.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, I'm out in the crowd. I'm a Caulfield's Pride. We're at Hetton School. Sun is shining, there's a nice breeze coming along, which is good because it's cooling it down a little bit. And I've come out into the crowds again, and who am I with? Who are you?
You're with Michelle and her friends.
Michelle and her friends, who are sat here in lovely, psychedelic, nice chairs in the sunshine, which is gorgeous. Where are you from?
I'm from Chesley Street.
And why did you come over here today?
Oh, to have a good afternoon.
So, and I noticed, oh, you've got gin. Is that gin? Is that gin? No, it's a mojito. Cans of mojitos.
It certainly is. Sunshine, cans of mojitos, good friends, good crack, good music. What more could anybody ask for?
You couldn't ask for anything better, could you?
And the sun is shining.
And so, isn't it great? Hetton has a pride, Caulfield.
Absolutely, on our doorstep. And if you don't know about it, you need to know about it. And if you don't come, you need to get here.
For the first year, yeah. The crowds have been building nicely throughout the day, but it's a great, great for the first one, isn't it?
Absolutely. There's children, families, best friends, brothers, sisters, everyone's here. If you haven't thought about coming down today, you need to get yourself down here. Is it a pound entry? It's a pound entry.
Nothing, is it?
No.
Nothing at all. Well, you have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. There is more and more people around here. Hi, hello, who are you?
Jean.
And where are you from?
Horton Spring.
So isn't it great that you've got a pride here now?
Oh, it's absolutely fabulous.
Are you having a good time?
Yeah, loving it.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Oh. You're live on Pride Radio, by the way. So, yeah, it's busy here. The sun is shining. Some great people. So, great atmosphere as well. There is a policeman here that I thought was you for a second, Stu.
Did you now? Looks like me. Good-looking fella, is he?
Looks like you. Good-looking fella. He got out of the police car, and I thought, there's Stu Smith. And then I thought, it's not, because he can't be. He's in the studio.
Oh. The other thing, though, Michelle, she was quick to tell you that she had friends, wasn't she? She was like, it's Michelle and friends. Like, I've got friends with me.
And the friends were cowering away from the microphone, because as soon as you put a microphone in somebody's face,
yeah,
they go,
I know.
Not the microphone.
Seriously, it's like some people are like, oh, get that COVID thing away from me. It's like, honestly, it's like somebody's like, you know, packaged up a bowl of COVID and said, right, there you go. They're like, no, I don't want to touch it. Don't want any of that. Yeah, people get scared of microphones. I don't know why. They're big fluffy things.
I know. They're soft and cuddly. What can we say?
Exactly. So it's lovely and sunny. It's lovely and hot. And it's getting even hotter.
It is getting really hot. Yeah. We're going to be chatting with some more people a little bit later on. We're going to have a chat with some of the guests that are backstage.
Oh, brill.
One of them is Cherry West, who is a 15-year-old drag queen who's taken social media by storm. I think they're from Glasgow.
Wow.
And Cherry's performing on the stage, and we're going to have a chat with Cherry a bit later on.
Awesome. Excellent. We'll have that on the radio, yeah?
Yes, we will.
Smashing. Lovely. Cool, Mark. I'll speak to you in a little bit.
Two amazing dance performances by East Durham College Dance Academy. I caught up with Natalie Frost, who runs the academy.
Now, though, Mark is still out and about doing his thing. Coldfields Pride 2022, sir.
Hello, and you did say 10 o'clock.
Did I?
You did say 10 o'clock. I'm thinking, like 10 o'clock, really?
I think the vodka's kicking in, that's what it is. that sertraline tablet's wearing off now. Do you know what I mean? I think things are starting to get bad for me. It's wearing off.
Yeah, it's a thought of being sat outside in the sun, isn't it? Like, we are here at Caulfield Pride.
Yes.
So I'm backstage. Just come off stage is East Durham College Dance Academy, who've been on twice because they opened the stage at 11:30 and they've just been on and done another smashing performance of dance on the stage. With me is Nadine Frost, who is in charge of the Dance Academy. Hi.
Hello there. Hello, everybody.
Now, tell us about the Dance Academy.
So Dance Academy is a part-time side course that's run, and it's offered to anybody that does a full-time course at East Durham College. So the learners that some people may have watched today aren't full-time dancers. We have A-level students, we have hair and beauty students, and we all get together for our shared passion of dance.
So is it something that they just do kind of like an add-on to course?
Yeah, so it is part of their main timetable, but they don't get qualification for it. But we are a group. We get together for a laugh, to share, do, and kind of what we love. But they are a very special group. I enjoy training with them a lot.
And you work them hard, because I've watched you while you were doing your rehearsals.
I do work them quite tough. I'm a tough critic anyway. So they're always going to get judgment. I think it's very important that when the dance team go out, especially at an event like that, that they look clean and they look presentable and they're ready to go. We've got some fierce competition today on stage with us, so. Be our best always.
They have done an amazing job in this heat dancing. And they've been out dancing around the crowd as well.
Yes, they have. We haven't stopped today. So we opened the show at 11:30. And then since then, we've had our poms out. We've been getting the crowd going. So all of our queens, they've got a full welcome when they head onto stage. Our audience are definitely in the mood. And I think my Dance Academy team have helped get that going today.
They certainly have. And they've done very, very well today.
Indeed, they have. I'm so proud of them. I'll have to get them a treat, I think, after this one.
Probably a few glasses of water as well.
Water, definitely. I thought you were going to say wine. I'll banish them off the wine. Water it is.
Lovely. Thanks very much for joining us, Nadine.
Lovely. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you. That's Nadine from East Durham College Dance Academy. And they've done a fantastic job getting the stage going. And they're out in the crowds, dancing around the crowds, getting the crowds up and about, which is brilliant.
Is the gin kicking in for you now as well? Is that what it is?
Well, I wouldn't have said I've had a gin.
Heat and gin.
Ooh, that would have been rude in this heat.
Well, this is it. We're not allowed any drinks in the studio or anything like that. So honestly, there's been none of that today, Mark. There's been none of that. There's been no vaping. There's been absolutely nothing. Been completely professional in every single way. No drinks.
Well, I wouldn't expect anything different from you, sir.
Well, exactly, sir. So Dave's on the way next. You're going to be checking in with him a little bit later on, mate.
I will be checking in with Dave in a little while. And it's still coming up. We're going to be having a chat with Cherry West, who's this amazing 15-year-old drag queen from Glasgow, and she's taking social media by storm, so we're going to be having a chat with her a little bit later on, because she's performing, I think it's around 5 o'clock today, on stage here at Hetton School.
Class.
So if anybody's out and around, don't forget, you can still pop down here, because there's still loads going on.
Well, I'll have it on in the car, mate, and I'll speak to you very, very soon. I'll see you next week as well for the other big event that we've got coming up.
We will. I'll see you next week.
Awesome, mate. You take it easy.
Drag queens were out in force supporting Caulfield's Pride. I caught up with Viola Stone, Carmen and Cherry West.
And waiting in the wings at Caulfield's Pride is Nana Mark. Hello, Mark.
Hello, hello, Dave. How are you? Oh, it's nice to be called Nana Mark once again.
I heard you speak to Stu earlier and I was like, how will I refer to Mark? And I thought he'd love to hear that, wouldn't you, that name?
Yes, well, most people do refer to me as Nana Mark. So there we go. Normal service is resumed because Nana Mark's back.
And why is that? You're only 21.
Well, a mere 21 years old, what
I
can I say?
Know.
But the name kind of stuck. I used to be called Madam Chair when I was at Newcastle Pride. And it was somebody who said, what do you call the chair of a pride? And Peter said, it's a Madam Chair. And it kind of just stuck after that, so everybody referred to me as Madam Chair.
Deary me, it could have been worse.
I know.
But are you having fun there at Caulfield's Pride?
It is great fun. We're at Hetton School. It is, the sun is shining. There is sun tents everywhere because everybody's starting to boil and melt. And it's Drag Queen Central as well here. Cherry West's just gone on stage. We're going to catch up with Cherry West a little bit later on. But there is loads of drag queens here. And I've got some beautiful ones next to me now.
Let's hear from
them.
Hello,
who are you?
I'm Viola Stone.
Viola Stone. And
I'm Carmen.
And I'll tell you what, fabulous dresses. Absolutely. They're all turned out stunning today. You know, obviously radio, you can't see the pictures of them, but they're absolutely stunning. So are you here performing or are you here supporting?
I'm just here supporting this year, but hopefully next year you might see me on that stage.
Would you like to be on that stage
this year?
Yeah, would you like to have been on this year
with
possibly. How about you?
I'm performing today. Yep. 10 to 5, I think.
So is your set all ready?
Yes, got all my tracks on my USB, ready to go.
So where do you normally perform when you're not here?
All over. Edinburgh, South Shields, Newcastle. I've just started performing in the past like 5-6 months or so, but yeah.
So it's relatively new, your drag, is it?
Yeah, I've done it for about 3 years, but obviously lockdown interfered and I was a lockdown queen for a long time, but yeah, just sort of getting out there.
So enjoying being back on stage?
Yeah, so, well, I've not actually done it before because I'm only 15.
Right.
Youngest drag queen in the Northeast. But yeah, it's been fun to get out then.
So what got you into doing drag?
Drag Race. It's the taboo, like, basic thing to say, but it was just Drag Race. And then through lockdown, I started to get more familiar with local drag and start to develop a bigger love for it.
So good luck with today.
Thank you.
And where about you? Do you perform?
I don't actually perform at the minute.
But working on it.
Working on it, yes. It is in the works. You will see me around the Northeast performing in the next
few weeks.
Hopefully. Yeah.
So what got you into drag?
Oh, just the expression of just getting in touch with your feminine side, really. I just love it. I've always done it. Always been a lover of wigs, loved just being a woman, really. I enjoy being a boy too, but obviously having your alter ego, it's good to have best of both worlds.
Fantastic. Well, hopefully we'll see you on a stage soon.
Of course, definitely.
Thanks very much. So yeah, it's Drag Queen Central here. There are loads and loads of drag queens around. Cherry West is just running across the field in a very fetching red and feathery number. Hi, Cherry.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. You're from Glasgow?
I'm actually from Edinburgh.
Edinburgh.
Yeah, I'm from Scotland, Bonnie Scotland.
Now, you've been taking the social media by storm, haven't
you?
Because you are a 15-year-old drag queen sensation.
Oh, thank you very much, I appreciate that. It's below my mind that I've hit over 100,000 followers on TikTok. I would never even imagine that would happen, but I'm very, very grateful.
So, what got you into drag?
I feel like, obviously, when I was on holiday in Lanzarote in 2019, I watched this duo drag act and that's what made me fall in love. The sequin outfits is what inspired my outfit today. I absolutely love it. And Drag Race really influenced it as well. Seeing other people express their art and have lots of fun, it just made me love it.
because you're popping up all over the place at Pride, aren't you?
I am. I've recently been at Sandown Pride and today I'm headlining at Caulfield. I cannot believe I went from performing to headlining, which is mental, but I love it.
So have you got many more Prides in the pipeline so far this year?
I have not got any more Prides. This is the last one, as I know of yet, but I have got something coming very soon.
And you can't see?
I can't see yet, but I have been filming quite a lot with it, so it's going to be good.
So keep an eye on your social media and your TikToks and that.
Definitely, and keep an eye on STV maybe.
Okay. Right. So if anyone wants to follow you, how can they do that?
You can find me on all social medias at Cherry West Official, including TikTok, Instagram and Facebook.
Thanks very much. Have a great day, Cherry.
Thank you very much. Love you.
There we go. Cherry West, who is a social media sensation at the moment, absolutely going massive, and it's certainly a drag queen that you should keep an eye out on.
That just sounds fabulous. I wish I was down there with you, Mark.
It's a hard job, you know, being outside in this sunshine with a nice breeze. You know, somebody has to come and do it. So Richard and I, you know, we went, go on, we'll weather it.
Your rubber arms were, were pulled. Maybe that's not the word.
Indeed.
Right, we'll be talking to you again soon, won't we, Mark?
Yeah, we'll come back to you a little bit later on.
That's great. Thank you, Mark.
Hosting the stage for the very first time was Miss Ambag.
We're heading back over to, I've got a new name for him. It's Pride Radio's Pride Maestro Mark. Pride Maestro Mark, do you like that?
Pride Maestro Mark, I love that. That's a nice little intro for me. And you've got cans on the brain thinking about the sunshine, haven't you?
I do. Obviously of the pop kind, no other kind. Yes.
Of course.
It's not 5. It's not 5 p.m. yet.
Well, it's 5 p.m. somewhere in the world.
Oh, you're right. How is it going, Mark? You're in Caulfield's Pride there.
I am at Caulfield's Pride. We're at Hetton School. Things are going strong here. It's great music on stage. We've got a Lady Gaga tribute act has been on. We've got a drag queen performing at the moment. More acts throughout the day. And we're going to be here all the way through till around about 6 o'clock. So it's still time for everybody who wants to come down here to Hetton School and join in all the fun. I'm joined by Miss Anbag, who's hosting the stage. Hi.
Hello, how are you, Mark?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you finding hosting? Is it your first Pride?
Yes, it's my first Pride this year. I've been to many, but hosting it is my first time hosting it.
And how are you finding it?
I think it's absolutely wonderful. Hot, but it's great.
Makeup started to melt yet?
A little bit, but I keep on touching it up, so we're doing fine.
Good. It's been a busy day for you. It looks like you're going back onto stage.
I am now, yes, so I'll have to quickly dash.
Right, see you later. Bye. So that's Miss Ambag, who is hosting the stage. First time hosting a Pride stage, and you can normally catch Miss Ambag out and about round Darlington normally. But it's still busy here. The crowds are still, there's still people drifting in, which I think it must be sort of like the Sunday afternoon. They've had their lunch, thought, let's go out, have a bit of music, sit in the sun, have a few beers. And they're still drifting in. And
why not?
We've still got another 3 hours to go.
Oh, lovely. Sounds like bliss there. Just absolute Sunday afternoon bliss.
It is. The weather is perfect for
Yes, it is. Yeah, so will we chat to you in a little while?
Come back to you in a little bit.
There was lots of performances on the stage at Caulfield Pride. Someone who did ABBA and Lady Gaga, absolutely amazing performance, was Deborah Taylor-Smith, and I caught up with her backstage.
Pride Maestro Mark with me again. Hello, Mark.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you doing? It's gorgeous here. Now you're sat in an air-conditioned studio.
I am. I can't complain, but I just wish I had a window so I could look out at the sun shining.
Yeah, well, it is glorious here. I'm backstage, which is gorgeous. The sun is shining. Breeze blowing nicely, so it's cooling us off, which is really nice. And I'm now with Deborah Taylor-Smith, who has been on stage twice today doing ABBA and then back on stage doing Lady Gaga.
Yes, that's right, and I'm very hot, and it is cooler now I've got my tights off.
You got the crowds rocking today, didn't you?
I did. I think everyone loves a bit of ABBA, and everyone certainly loves a bit of Lady Gaga, and I think as soon as the music starts, everybody's just like, yes, I love this song. I think Lady Gaga's iconic singer and performer, the songs are iconic for Pride, and it just went down an absolute storm.
Now, you must have had a challenging 2 years not being able to perform. But now being back on the stage, does it feel like a huge relief?
It actually doesn't feel, it's good to have a crowd of people there right in front of you that you can actually speak to and sort of socialise with. During the lockdown, I actually sang outside of care homes and stuff, so I never stopped working. I did have a free like, so I think I did 250 different places for free during lockdown and ended up with South Tyneside's COVID Hero Award. So since then, obviously, I do a lot of theatre at work and things like that, so it's nice to be able to do stuff that you wouldn't normally be able to do. Being Lady Gaga today was just amazing. It's a first time I've done it live in front of an audience other than being on Facebook and things, and their feedback has been amazing, so I'll definitely be doing that show again.
Now you're off to another show now, aren't you?
I am, yes. I'm off to the Bedlington Terriers Football Club to go and entertain them, and I just hope they don't mind that I'm sweaty. I'm not going to lie, I'm not going to sugarcoat it, I am very sweaty right now.
Please stand downwind of you.
Hey?
Please stand downwind.
I don't know what that means.
Stay away from you. Keep away. Because of the
smell. I will. I'll be like, sorry, I'm still sticking with the 2 metre social distance. Like.
Now, if anybody wants to know more about you and your performances, how can they do that?
I'm on Facebook and Instagram. Facebook, Deborah Taylor Smith. It's double barrel surname. And on Instagram, I'm Deborah Taylor Smith Official.
Fantastic. Well, you have a good gig tonight.
I shall. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm jealous I can't stay with you all. Enjoy.
Thanks very much. Deborah Taylor-Smith, who was ABBA and Lady Gaga on the stage here today at Caulfield Pride. And what a performance she did. It was brilliant and actually had all the crowds rocking. We're still here all the way through till 6 o'clock. About 6:30, I think it is, the stage closes tonight. So there's still time if anybody wants to come down and join us at Hetton School for Caulfield's Pride. Come and then some sunshine, sit down in the sun, listen to some great music, have a little drink, play on a few playground rides. It's going to be fantastic.
Lovely, Mark. Oh, amazing. I don't think she's going to be the only sweaty one this afternoon.
No.
There's a lot of sweat to go around.
There is. And it is very warm. But the breeze that's suddenly come along is very welcome, can I say.
Lovely. Right, we'll speak to you again soon, Mark.
Yeah, speak to you again soon.
Yeah, keep safe. Bye.
I caught up with Callum from Caulfield Pride just as he came off stage from doing their speeches.
But back to the now, we, I think, have Pride Maestro Mark back with us at Caulfield Pride. Hello, Mark.
Hello, yes, I am. And this is my final little link back, because you'll be off at 4 o'clock.
I will. I'll be out the door getting an ice pop somewhere.
Yeah, of course, a can of something.
Yes!
Non-alcoholic for you, won't it be?
Obviously. Well, I am going to be driving home, Mark, so there.
Yes.
You'll miss me, won't you?
I will. But we are still here in the sunshine. Lovely breeze, I must say. Very nice, this breeze. We feel like, oh, it's starting to get windy. But then you think, actually, no, it's really nice. But unfortunately, this is the kind of weather you burn in,
which is
a little bit worrying.
It is. Even if there's clouds, Mark, they can still get through to you, your skin.
Absolutely.
Those rays.
Yes, I did put cream on this morning, so I'm absolutely gorgeous. Now, I have just caught, coming off stage, just been doing the speeches, is Callum. He's wiping the tears off his face because he got himself rather emotional on stage while they were doing the speeches. And Callum is one of the organisers of Caulfield Pride. Hi, Callum.
Hi, all right.
Hi, thank you. How are you feeling today now?
Very emotional. It's like everything's just been a whirlwind, and this morning everything was just crazy and nuts, but like, to be standing here in Hetton, like doing a pride, it's just mind-boggling. I'm so, so proud.
Been lots of support for it, and the crowd's been fantastic, haven't they?
Oh yeah. Well, everyone's been so supportive from the start. I mean, we did have a bit of negativity, but when you stand and you look at all of the people here, it's like you just ignore all that negativity and just be proud of Hetton.
So are you now going to start planning 2023?
We've already started planning, yes. We've few changes and whatnot, but we've learned from this one. Obviously, it's our first one. I want to say thank you to yous at Pride Radio, because yous helped us out and give us a lot of pointers as well. We're planning Pride 2023. We cannot wait.
So are you getting ready for the after party? You're going to kick your heels off and let your hair down?
To be honest with you, I'm not going to drink because I'm a little bit rough, because I had a few drinks to settle my nerves last night, but I am going to the after party. I will be dancing, probably snatch a Queen's wig or something like that. perform myself.
Brilliant. Well, you have a fantastic night and can't wait to see what's going to happen in 2023.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thanks very much, Callum. That's you. Callum. He is from the Caulfield LGBT Community Support Group, who've put on this Pride. Great support from Hetton Council, who support the Pride event. Been an absolutely brilliant atmosphere here, and it's going to go on for another couple of hours as yet, so there's still time if anybody wants to pop down and join in. There's still we've got Venga Boys, Steps to Venga Boys will be on a bit later on. They're the closing act, along with Cherry West will be performing as well.
Sounds fabulous. What a dear that Callum was. He sounded so lovely. It really, really got to him, didn't it, that performance? And
It did. You know, they were all very emotional on stage. You know, and I think when you do your first Pride, you don't know how many people are going to turn up, what it's going to be like. And then when you turn up and you actually stood on that stage, because I know I've been there, I've done that, you know, when I was chair of Newcastle. But when you stood there and you look out and you can just see this sea of faces out there, it is an emotional feeling.
It certainly is. Well, it sounds amazing there, the atmosphere. And yeah, as you said, there's a couple of hours left. It's running till 6:30 p.m. there at Hetton School in Houghton Les Spring. So thank you so much, Mar. It's been lovely talking to you through the Music Cafe this afternoon.
Thanks very much for having me, and have a great show.
Thank you, Mark. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's Mark Dan at Caulfield's Pride this sunny Sunday afternoon. A couple of hours still to go there, if you can get down to it.
An amazing day was had by all. It went on all the way through till 6 o'clock in the evening, and we're looking forward to Caulfield Pride 2023.
Mark Nichols. Pride Radio.